Right now, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So now on the phone, once again, is Planet Push correspondent Lawton Smalls. And this morning, Lawton is on assignment covering President Bush's trip to Madison County, Illinois. How's it going there, Lawton?
Not bad, Mark, but President George W. two-term mandate speaks with the Lord Bush is promoting tort reform.
Uh-huh.
Coming to Madison County because, well, frankly, Mark, this is the frivolous lawsuit capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
This is a judicial hellhole.
I've heard that.
The bridges in this Madison County lead straight to the infernal region.
Uh-huh.
Demons stalking the streets, twisted shapes, foul and unnatural. It's an image out of Hieronymus Bosch.
Lawton, tort reform.
Hellhole.
No, Lawton.
Awful.
Tort reform.
Unbelievable.
It's just another phrase for restricting victims' rights.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, Mark,
what?
Tort reform is about helping unprotected victims.
What are you talking about?
Like the tobacco companies and the manufacturers of asbestos. Now, when I think of how many vertically integrated multinational conglomerates that have been abused and exploited by these greedy little men, well, it breaks my heart.
You know what?
Hellhole!
I think that you're misreading it, Lawton. All right, if those corporations feel that they can get away with manufacturing a hazardous product because they don't have to worry about making big payouts, then they'll be more likely to put thousands of people at risk of being injured, poisoned, worse, who knows what.
Mark, we have to think of the children.
Oh, what are you talking about?
If folks keep filing frivolous lawsuits, tobacco companies will be put out of business.
Okay.
And then, when our children become 10 or 11 and old enough to smoke, where are they going to get their cigarettes, Asia? Canada? I have breath in my lungs, Mark Maron.
This is crazy, Lawton. It's crazy. Bush is always talking about how average Americans are smart and know better than the government. Doesn't a jury consist of 12 Americans? And if they can't be trusted to decide liability cases, why are they capable of deciding capital punishment cases?
All right, here's the difference.
What?
The difference is that when a man gets sent to death row, there's no huge cash settlement involved.
What does that have to do with it?
Unlike class action suits, murder is a victimless crime.
You're crazy.
I'm sure the president will be making these points with his usual eloquence later today here in this hellhole.
There's something wrong with you, Lawton. Hey, look, are you going to go to the hall to hear Bush's speech or what?
Well, unfortunately, no. I'll be listening to it on the radio because, crowded rooms affect my respiratory ailments.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I had no idea you had medical problems.
Well, Mark, I don't like to dwell on it. Uh-huh. I don't ask everyone to feel my pain, but I got asbestos poisoning at an office building I worked at a few years ago. It was a think tank.
Well,
I don't want to get into it.
Well, I hope you're feeling okay. I'm really sorry to hear that. I had no idea that you had...
I was never able to play sports again.
Oh, man.
I was the best white halfback in the South.
Yeah.
And they robbed me of my youth.
Yeah.
I will sue those bastards. I'll take every nickel they have. Get John Edwards on the phone.
Hey, Lawton.
Get him on the phone.
Lawton.
Lawton,
I'm sorry that you have this problem. But I think you're all right.
I love my medication in the hotel.
Right.
I feel a seizure coming up.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'm sorry, but
bad air.
Okay.
Bad
all right.
Air.
Good luck, man. I wish I could help you.
My inhaler.
Lawton Small is on assignment in Illinois.
God loves you.
Okay. Thanks, Lawton. Thanks, Lawton. I hope he's all right.
Wow,
that was disturbing. Yet still supporting the president.
Took my breath away.
Yeah, it's when you hear a cough like that.